entered the Chayiv Koros, which means if you're Tomei and you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, you're Chayiv Koros. So Af Kodesh, the same thing, that we're talking about something you're doing wrong with the Mitzvah Kodesh, it means Dov HaShesh Tov Tov HaShama, it means you're doing something wrong that you're Chayiv Koros for. So there's one or two things you're doing wrong here. Either you're just touching the Pasuk Kodeshim, or you're eating it. Again, you're Tomei. So now, we in the day of the Pasuk only means touching it, the Tov HaShama Mika. If a person that's Tomei only touches the Pasuk Kodeshim, there's no Chayiv Koros, there's only a Lav. And over other the Pasuk has to be talking about the Achila. The Pasuk of Bechor Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh, since we have a Hekesh, is talking about Doina, to going into the Beis HaMikdash. Just like by going into the Beis HaMikdash, you have Koros. But also, we're talking about Bechor Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh, has to be talking about not eat the Kodeshim. Because if you eat the Kodeshim and you're Tomei, then you have Koros. So far, the Pasuk is talking about not eat the Kodeshim when you're Tomei. If you're constantly burning the Tomei, Shach HaBos HaKodesh HaMikdash HaMikdash. Alright, we'll stop here. So the thing you want in the next page.
You're holding Daf Lama Dalar Omer Aleph. On top, when the middle of the last Shaila was again, we're bringing again a Raya to Rosh Lakish. Because last Gemara again, Lam Gimel and Beis was, that again, Tani Kavos to Rosh Lakish, I'll bring a proof to Rosh Lakish. So when the Pasuk says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, what does the Pasuk mean? It's an Azor, it's a Lav, Loichel, that a person that's Tomei is not Larit, Bosa Kachim. So Mora says, Atuayma, you're telling me, Azor, Loichel, it's an Azor, and Atirit, or you ain't a little Negeya. Maybe the Pasuk Bechol Kodesh Leisiga is only talking about a lav, not to touch Kodeshim if you're Tomei. And as we say, Tamalem, the Pasuk says, teaches us, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, true it says, but right away it also says, V'yel HaMikdash Leisavoy, that if you're Tomei, you should not come into the Beis HaMikdash. If so, Makish Kodesh LeMikdash. There's a Ekeshir to the same lav, not to touch the Kodeshim, to not to come into the Beis HaMikdash. If so, Ma Mikdash, just by this lav, not to come into the Beis HaMikdash. It means Dovish Yesh by Nathil Sashama, like not to come to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Chayiv Koros. If you're Tomei and you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you're Chayiv Koros. That's called as a Nathil Sashama. If so, when the ratio of the Pasuk says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, Av Kodesh, the same thing when the Pasuk says Kodesh, it means Dovish Yesh by Nathil Sashama. It means something that has to do with an Avera that you're Chayiv Koros for it. So therefore, Vi B'Nageya, if when the Pasuk says Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, if it only means an Azara, just not to touch Kodeshim, when you're Tamei, so the question is, if even a Geya, Natilas Neshama Miika, is there a Chayiv Koros just for touching Kodeshim, that you're not Chayiv Koros? If so, Ella, what is the Pasuk talking about? Ella Biachila, the Pasuk is talking about Miika, Nalav, not Teet Abasa Kodeshim when you're Tamei. And there's another place that says an Azara, says the Einish, that if you tome and eat basa kochim, you're chayiv koros. So the kitzur, this is the proof to Rosh Lakish, that when the pasuk says bechol kodesh lo siga, it's talking about regular kochim. As we learned before, you learn out two things. Learn out the azara not to eat it, and you also learn out the azara not to touch it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk bechol kodesh lo siga is talking about truma. So here's the proof that goes according to Rosh Lakish, that it's talking about kochim. Now the Gemara is the question, viakati still, Mi boyilei l'tomei shachar bosa kodesh l'fnei zrika. So I need this pasuk to say there's a lav, there's nazorom, that if you tomei, you're not larit from the bosa kodeshim before zrika. L'tomei shachar bosa kodesh l'fnei zrika. The itma, because we learn like this, tomei shachar bosa kodesh l'fnei zrika, what's going to be the locha? A person that's tomei eats from the bosa kodesh, from a korban, before the Kohen made his Rika Saddam. So Rosh Lakish Shama Loik, Rosh Lakish says the person gets Malkus, there's a laugh for this. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, ain't a laugh. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, there's no laugh. And he explains, Rosh Lakish Shama Loik, Rosh Lakish says, yes, the person gets Malkus for this, but the person says, Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga. It says that if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to touch any Kodeshim. So make a Diyik, Loi Shino Lefnei Zriko, there's no difference whether it's before Zrika Saddam or whether it's after Zrika Saddam. Still, there's a lav. That's where Rosh Lakish dashens is pasuk. So that's the kashin Rosh Lakish. How can we learn out two things from the same pasuk before Kodesh Leisiga? How can you tell me it's going both on the bus or whether it's before Zrika Saddam or whether it's Leachas Zrika Saddam? How do you know both from the same pasuk? That's the most question. Now, Rabbi Yechanan says, "Ain't a loika." Rabbi Yechanan says, "No. If a person that's tomei eats from the bosa kochim lefnei zrika, enechnami, there's no love, there's no azar, ain't a loika. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan learns, like the Tana brother learns, that bechlal. How do we know there's an azara for a person that's tomei not eat kochim? Again, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lesiga is talking about truma." So Bechlal, how does he know there's an love for a person that's Tomei not eat from the Bosa Kochim? Ask you Tumosa Tumosoi. He makes a Gzera Shav, learns out from the word Tumosa Tumosoi. Rashi says, Azoras Tomei, Shayecha Koyesh. He learns out from the Einish. Salma Azorosa Meyoin Shayalfa. A ton of brother learns out just that there's an Einish. Who are then? There's an Azor also. And this Einish for sure is talking about Liyach Azrika Saddam. So there's only an azor, there's only a lav, not eat from the bosa kochim after zrikas adam. But if a person that's tummy would eat it before zrikas adam, there's no azor, there's no lav, there's no chorus, according to Rabbi Yechanan. But I call upon him, the question is, according to Rosh Lakish, that he darshan from this posik alav, even lefnei zrikas adam, how does he know it from? Tumor says, this is our tunnel about last year, but tumosa tumosoi, and the chik sivhu, liyachas rika. When it says the word tumosoi, it says liyachas rika. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan learns that the lav is only if you eat it after there was a zrika sadam. But if you eat from the bosa before zrika sadam, there's no lav. So again, it's a kasha and Rosh Lakish. So it says, im kain, if the posik is only coming if you eat from the bosa liyachas rika, if the posik of Bechol Kodesh Lesiga is only talking about a lav of after zrika, im kain lay makro bakodesh. The posik should have said, bakodesh. And I would know it's talking about liyachas rika, just like the einish is on liyachas rika. Bachol kodesh, why does there an extra word kol? What's the plus to give bachol kodesh loisiga? What's the extra bakol? Yishmamina tarti, from here Rosh Lakish learned out two things, that bakol kodesh loisiga means not only to eat the bosa after zrika sadam, but even before the kohen made the zrika sadam, there's also this love. If you are tamei, not eat the basar, and if you eat it, you get malchus. Gufa, what we just said before, tamei shochal basar kodesh lefnei zriko reshlaka shomaleika. Yes, if you tamei and eat the basar of a korban before the zriko sadam, you get malchus. Rabbi Yechanan Amar ain't a leika. Amar Abaye says machleikis. This machleikis, Rabbi Yechanan Reshlakish, v'tumas aguf. It's only machlekes where the kohen is tummy. Here Rabbi Yechanan says ain aloika, because he learns out the azora from the yonish. Aba betumas bosa, but let's say what is tummy is the bosa itself. This meat from the korban became tummy. Then divri hakoloika. Abaye said that even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that if the bosa is tummy and the kohen eats it, then he'll get malchus for this. Pasha says aba tumas bosa. Toye shochel es hatomei the yavor the day with its love bedyksiv. Here it says clearly v'habosar sheyiga b'chotomei lo yechal. If the bosar becomes tomei, there's a general love lo yechal. They not eat it. So here divrei hakolik. Everybody holds you get malchus. And the more explains the yom kippur, because the pasuk says v'habosar. It says v'habosar sheyiga b'chotomei. It says v'habosar. The lav b'nei achiluninu, that even eitzim of kochim, or even the levoina of kochim, if it becomes tamei and somebody eats it, he gets malchus. Even though it's lav b'nei achiluninu, the afilu walk. Even so, ribinu kro, the Torah is marvurit. Rashi says the yom amar v'yabosa yisera. The b'sefer v'yabosa kol Torah. Like the whole word v'yabosa is extra. So what does the pasuk say? An extra word v'yabosa. So Darsh and Rashi says, L'rabbis eitzim ulevoinam, L'tumas atzmon, D'chibas ha-kodesh, M'chashrosam, L'shavinu uchlo. Since this wood, you're going to use on a marocha to burn, you're going to use it for kochim, or else the levoino, it's going to be used to be burnt on the mizbeach, so the chibas ha-kodesh gives it a loch like it's an eichel. K'yafagav da'an elav v'nechil nino, that's the chiddush. Even though these things are not something that you could eat, you don't eat wood, still, it has a loch like oichel to a mekabel tumah, and therefore Rashi says, "Ubos alufnei zrika Legorminayu. So the Bosser of the Korban before Zrika, even though there's no Heta Tidit, but it's not worse than Bosser, than the Eitzim and Levona. So therefore, if the Bosser itself became Tomei, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that that there's a lav if you eat it. You get Malkus. For Rovom, Rov says no, Machlokes betumas aguf. The Machlokes, one, as Rosh Lakish say, you get Malkus if the Kohen is Tomei when he eats from this Bosser of Nezrikum. Avod betumas Bosser, but if the pshat is that the meat itself is Tomei, not the Kohen, then Rov learns, even Rosh Lakish would agree that there's no Malkus. Just the opposite of Avaya. My time, what's the reason of Rava? Kiv on the loy karin and bay, vitumosa yolov, penichusa, since on this meat, that since it's before Zrika, there's no chiv chorus, that even if the kain is tummy, and he eats this meat lefne Zrika, there's no chiv chorus, if so, loy karin and bay, viyabos rashayiga bechotome, loyechol, who then we do not have the first lav, of saying that, yonalari bosa that's tummy. On which bosser that's tummy is there a lav not eat it? Only on such bosser after Zrika, that if the kohen would be tummy, he'd be chayav koros. But if the bosser is before Zrika, that even if a kohen that's tummy eats it is not chayav koros, who Adin Rav learns there's not even a lav, they don't get malchus. For its question, we just said before, viha bosser.